What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy fucking. I have no idea.
Today.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
I think we're Thursday.
I don't have my notebook because it is packed. We're Thursday. Okay, happy fucking Thursday, everybody.
And Wednesday for you early birds.
Yes. It is 11:11 right now as we're recording this.
We are wishing that this podcast sounds delicious because we're in
I'm like trying not to do my like normally loud voice.
So that we're in the new studio, you guys.
Yeah.
And oh my God.
We're going to work on it. So if it is super duper echoey and like doesn't sound like our normal quality, bear with us.
Okay? Yes.
This will not be the norm. It's just we got to get episodes out for you guys. So we wanted to start.
Right.
Yeah.
Like literally there's boxes everywhere. Okay. There's boxes around us. So we're going to do the best we can.
Yeah.
And then make it sound the best we can.
Our setup, I think. What'd you say?
And sound the best that we can. You know, so if it's a little, just deal with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the new norm. So if it sounds wonky, we know. I think we want to do like a new cute little setup too. Because now we do like it formal, like at a table. And I think now it would be cute if we got like some big, like super comfy chairs and put the mics on a stand. And then had like
maybe
little
fanchet.
Like mini desks in front of us for our laptops or something. Like I just think it would
even
be
like a tray table.
More casual. Yeah, literally. Yeah. I have them downstairs.
Yeah, something like that. It'd be so easy.
Yeah, just like nice and casual. It could just be like a comfy vibe. So I want to eventually do that. So that'll be fun. But welcome back, everyone. First episode in the new house.
Exciting.
There's so much to talk about, so much to cover.
So much.
We haven't recorded in a week, it's been now, because we pre-recorded so that we could move and such.
Right.
Which was good. I'm glad we did that.
So am I.
Yeah, because that would have been
crazy.
We would have been able, I mean, we would have been like, okay, everybody set up optimal desk. The day that we move in. Although, to be honest with you, I set it up last night and it was not a lot. We have quite a simple setup.
Yeah.
I like just push the drawers together, put the top on the table, and put our mics.
Put the mics here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I knew where everything was. Like, I kept the laptop out and the iPad out. So it was actually quite simple.
I'm just organized and ready to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. We're here. So what are you grateful for today?
I am grateful for the opportunity to be sitting, to be sitting in my son and daughter-in-law's brand new house. Proud mama.
Yeah.
And I am grateful that you guys were able to do this.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful that I have you both in my life and I'm along for this journey with you guys.
Yes.
It's a very beautiful thing. And I am grateful to be here with you.
Oh, me too.
Sharing this journey. It's amazing.
Yeah. I would have to agree. I think I'm grateful for our new home.
Yes. Guys, it's stunning.
Everything.
It is.
By the time you guys are listening to this, there will be a house tour up on YouTube. So if you want to see a visual, go over there and check it out.
Yeah, I feel Bella is coming to you.
Yeah.
I think what made me feel really happy was you saying the other day, after the first night of being here and I came over and I was like, oh, how do you feel? You were like, I feel like home, like I'm used to it.
I feel like I've lived here my whole life in a weird way.
That's what you said.
Yes.
But that's such a beautiful, comforting.
Yes.
You know, like you feel like you belong.
We're
like,
oh,
you
shit,
feel,
what did we do?
Right.
Like, we feel a little iffy. Like, no, we're both like,
right.
Holy shit, this
it's
feels like home.
It's so comforting as a mother watching you guys go on this process that you feel that way.
And like, we made the right decision.
Yeah, yeah. And then it just feels right.
Yeah.
It does. It feels amazing in here.
You feel
there's
it too? Yeah.
There's positive energy in here, definitely.
100%.
And all this natural light that comes in. It's just a totally different feeling. And I truly believe that it's
meant to
you guys
be.
Are gonna thrive. I feel it.
Yeah
it's just very good juju energy in this house.
I agree. Yeah. Like the whole family was like, oh, this is this is the house.
Yeah.
Like I feel like everybody is like, this makes sense.
It does.
Like nobody's
absolutely.
Like, I don't know. Maybe they made the wrong decision. It's their first house. Let them go. They'll realize in a few years. Like I feel like we're all like, no, this was good. Like,
perfect.
This was the right decision. Yeah, I agree. It just feels good. It feels homey. It feels cozy, but also, like, big enough for everyone. Like, it just feels like home.
Yes.
Like, this is, like, another, like, we're adding, like, a whole nother, like, estate to the family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, it's a whole nother
family. Because we're home wherever we are, right? Yes. I mean, if I come here, I feel home. If I go to your mom's house, I feel home. It's, like, that's part of it. Like, that's family. It's warmth. Yeah. It's comfy. And you're right. It's just in another... It's like addition to a home.
Yeah.
It's like the West Wing now.
Yes. It's another family location.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm glad that she fits into the family.
she exceeds, man. Yeah. You guys done very, very well.
Oh, thanks. It's amazing. Yeah, I'm glad because you hear people that are like, oh, yeah, I wish what I did we get this. Into I us? Wish I did. Yeah. Yes.
What do we get ourselves into? But
I don't feel that way in the slightest.
Even the way, like, you decorate it, not decorate, you didn't decorate yet. Even the way, like, you're packing away your kitchen, it feels like even the drawer, that one big drawer where you have everything, it's like everything fit perfectly. Yes. It's like it was meant to be. Like, I feel like when I look at the way you put shit, it's like it was built around you almost. Like, it just fits. It's like a glove, you know?
I agree.
It just seems to work really well.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So we can go over everything that happened. It's been a while. That's cute that Bella's hanging out with us.
She never does.
Yeah. Okay, so we can go over, where do we start? Closing day, I guess?
Closing day.
Okay, so closing day, we did final walkthrough. It was perfect because we didn't know what they were going to be leaving. We got surprised. They left 3 fridges. Like, hallelujah. Thank you so much. And then they also actually left 4, like, bar stools for the little island. Zane thought they might have taken the island, too, because he didn't know if it was, like, detachable. Mm. I was like, I think that would have been said, you know? So I was like, oh, what if they did take the island? But we walked in, and it was there. And they left 4 chairs, which are not our vibe, but it's perfect for right now because we have something to sit on. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, the walkthrough went great. Everything was nice. And then we went to closing. We stopped and got bagels. I can only eat half of it because I really just wanted to throw up.
The nervous belly.
Well, it's because
it's a lot.
You see those like movies or whatever of them like sitting in this like big room with a big brown desk and everyone's sitting around it and there's papers being passed around and you're like, oh boy. And I'm like, everyone said to me, just get ready, get that hand ready. You're gonna be signing your life away. So I was like prepared. I'm like, fuck. On the way there, I'm like on a random piece of paper I found in the car of practicing my signature. Meanwhile, of course, I knew when I got there, thrown out the window. I'm just like.
Did you have your 9 million signatures?
It was not as bad as I was expecting.
Okay. I didn't know also if things would be, because of technology, a little bit different. You know, like if it was like, you know, like tap here to sign kind of thing. No,
they still make you do paper.
Still old-fashioned paper at work. Okay.
Yeah. But it really was not as bad as I was expecting at all. Like the stack was like maybe like an inch thick.
Okay.
But I didn't even have to sign every single paper, right? You know what I mean? And I thought I would have to, like, initial the bottom of each fucking page. Like, it was not even like that. But people made it sound like they're like, you're going to get a book. Like, that folder right there, sitting on that table, that's our papers.
My folder's thicker than that.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think I initialed every paper.
No.
So that's probably where you got that filled in your head. It was probably me talking to you. You're going to walk away with a book.
Yes.
And a 1,000 signatures.
Yes.
And wow.
So I really thought it was going to be, like, this thick.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was surprising. And also, like, leading up to this, like, obviously negotiating back and forth with everyone, we didn't think that their attorney and, like, the seller's attorney and the seller's agent was, like, the most friendliest people. But we got there, and it was so casual. Like, everyone was just chatting about random stuff while we were signing. Like, it was not, like, super intimidating. Like, we talked to the sellers. He was telling us about, like, the quirks about the house. Like, this light switches for that, you know, like, stuff like that. And it was, like, very nice that, like, everyone was nice. I liked that we got to talk to the sellers, too, because they were moving, like, far upstate. So I didn't know if they would come back because they've been there for a while. And they came back for it. And it was, like, just really sweet to, like, talk to them. And they were, like, we put so much love into this house. I'm, like, don't worry. It'll, like, get so much love. Yeah. And she was telling me about, like, because they showed us pictures of this house when they renovated it. I literally looked at them. I was, like, are you sure? Our realtor was, like, don't say that. I was like, I signed the papers. I can say whatever I want now. But like they renovated the shit out of this house. Like it was awful. If we walked into this house, we would have turned our ass around and walked out. Like, that's how bad this house was.
A vision.
Oh my God.
And they had the vision.
Did they? There was outdoor siding inside the house on the wall.
Wow, that's cute.
Like, what the fuck? Like, what? But she was telling us, because there's like shiplap on our bedroom wall. She's like, oh, I love the shiplap. Like, she was telling us like all these things that she was like so passionate about. So like, I like that we got a house that somebody put so much like care into. Mm-hmm. He also said, he was like, yeah, the seller, he like said something about how he fixed the plumbing on in or something. And his agent was like, no, his attorney was like, you're not supposed to say that. It was funny, but I was like, no, honestly, it's probably better than a plumbing company, you know?
Because you're passionate about it.
Yeah, and people
it's your house. Yeah, yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly. But now I'm like, is one of our sinks going to like plumbing issue? No, we should be fine. But yeah, the closing process was like a lot smoother than I was expecting. Like, I literally was expecting my hand to be shaking while I was signing those papers. But like, our attorney made it so easy. She was just like, okay, sign right here. This is for that. This is for that. She was like telling us about her house and her paint colors. And like, it was just so casual. And I loved that.
Aww.
So closing was great. So then we left some time in between closing and then when we would get the U-Haul and like gang up all of our family and friends to like help us move, because we wanted to like make sure we got our content. We filmed like an empty house tour and just have like Zane and I in the house first to just like soak it in.
Emotional, like, yeah. Holy shit, we just bought this. Yes. You know, like, a minute of peace before the calm. I mean, a calm before the storm, right?
Yes. So, like, yeah, we got to, like, open the door, like, walk in just the two of us and, like, share that moment together.
Don't
and
make
just,
me cry. Okay?
And just, like, stand in, like, the empty house and be like, holy shit. Before then, all the craziness begun. So that was really nice. And we got so many housewarming presents from, like, my manager sent one, Brand sent one, friends sent some. Like, it was just so nice to, like, walk up to the doorstep and there was, like, gifts. I was like, oh, my God, thank you. Yeah, so we got to, like, film all of our content, which I'm so glad, because Zane and I, you know, we love that shit, which is amazing, because some people, like, one partner cares about social media and the other one's, like, gives a fuck.
Right.
So it's nice that him and I get to also, like, bond over that, like, mm-hmm. get our pictures and our content. We took a really cute picture in front of, like, the whole outside of the house, which we're not going to share for safety reasons, but I want to, like, maybe, like, print it and like frame it and like put it somewhere where I don't vlog a lot, you know,
right,
just to have for memories, because it's such a cute picture, but we want to, you know, safety first. So yeah, that was fun. And then we went and we got the U-Haul, which was a pretty easy process. We rented it for 9 hours. We started it at 3:30. We ended up getting there at around like 3:45 maybe, and we did not need it for the full 9 hours, because when I tell you guys, we had the U-Haul and I think it was eight other vehicles. So we had the U-Haul, we had my car, Zane's car, my mom's car, Jerry's car, my friend Nicole's car, my friend Natalie's car, Aaliyah's boyfriend's car.
And your dad's truck.
And my dad's truck. Oh, I include the U-Haul.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and my dad's pickup truck. So we had 9 vehicles total. And when I tell you guys, we stuffed them to the brim.
To the brim.
Like, we were like, we don't make 2 trips for groceries and we don't make 2 trips for moving.
Right.
We don't. Although, well, spoiler alert, we did have to go back for some stuff.
But and you still have to go back and get a couple more things. But that's okay. Because, yeah. I mean, those are, I mean, outside stuff. That's like extra, yeah. Yes. Kind of. But a good 90% of your stuff was here.
Oh my God. And like, I am so grateful and thankful for everyone that helped, because it would have taken us forever. I don't know how we had that much shit. How do you fill up a 15-foot U-Haul, a pickup truck,
and 8 vehicles?
All those vehicles.
And they're big vehicles, guys. I mean, the smallest would have been Alyssa's car, but she has that big ass trunk and fit a ton of shit in there.
Yes.
But we all had like SUVs. And everybody's shit was packed out.
In a 2-bedroom apartment. Where packed did it come out. From? Even putting it all the way here, I'm like, how did I fit all of this? Like, how? Where did I have all of this shit?
That's crazy.
Bella does this.
That's Bella?
She gets lost. She goes, how?
It's because it's such a big house. They're used mm-hmm. to that you know,
yes,
the footprint of their.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if she like wants to make her presence known or if she's lost, or let me know if you guys know. She's like, hello. The other day, it literally was like, hello. I swear. Me and Sam were like, what the fuck?
Like a human in here. Hello.
Bella. And then usually when I call her name, she'll come. Bella? Did you get lost? You okay? Bella? Oh, it's Benji. Wrong cat.
Benji.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to train Benji for the counters to not jump up, and I think it might be working. Now amazing. He's got so much because he's sitting in windowsills. Like, he loves looking outside. You guys know if you watch my vlogs. So he's loving that. So I don't think he needs to go on the counter. So I'm really trying to train him to not. Anyways, okay, where were we? Unpacking, yeah.
So we got here. We all, it was like a caravan. We all real. Just saw all 8 vehicles.
I'm like, the neighbors are going to think that we are nuts with all of these vehicles. But we pretty much cleared out the whole apartment, basically. In that one trip, yeah. We were like, everybody's like, all right, we're packed out. All right, let's all head out. And then we all came to the house at the same time, which is exactly how I wanted to do it. Like, I wanted us to all be together. So we got here and we all just like walked through the house empty and like showed everyone. It was so nice, like such a nice feeling. And then we were like, all right, let's load out.
Let's get it done.
Oh my God. It was just so fun. It was like the best day ever. It's so much easier
unloading yes, than loading. You know, sure. That was the easiest. But yeah, it went so quickly and so smoothly. I feel like it just was, wow. So it many was, hands, yeah. So many people that love you guys.
It was
and
all
gave
my favorite
shit.
People.
Yeah. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Like Aaliyah and I were talking it out at home about it later. And she was like, Mom, can I just tell you, like, that was just such a great experience. She's like, just the family, like the togetherness, like everybody just helping. Like, it was just so nice. And I'm like, that's what it's about. Yeah. At the end of the day, that's what it's about, you know.
I was looking forward to that day for so long, and it was exactly what I expected it to be. Yeah. And then like after we were done like unpacking everything, we ordered pizza, and I was just like, we were just sitting at our table in the empty room, and I was just like, this is what I wanted. Like all my favorite people like helping, eating pizza together, like chatting, and like it was just so nice.
Beautiful.
It was just so nice to have everyone together and everyone help, and we did it in 6 hours total, I think. Started at like 3:30 because before we even got the U-Haul, my dad went to the apartment and started packing his pickup. So let's say 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30. I think we were done at 9:30.
So 6 hours.
I think it was about 6 hours.
6 hours to load a U-Haul in 8 vehicles and then to unload a U-Haul in 8 vehicles.
I was so impressed.
6 hours.
I thought it was going to take way longer.
So did I.
But we had a lot of people.
We did.
And I thought that Aaron wasn't coming until super late at night. He was also a massive help.
Oh, my God. You have to just tell them about the pickup truck.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Hysterical. Hysterical.
Yeah. So, yeah, my dad had the pickup truck. We ended up actually, by the way, returning the U-Haul early. Because we would have had it until 12:30 midnight. We returned it at like 9:30. We were like, we don't need it anymore. Bye.
We don't need it. The last couple of things, it was like what, your Peloton or your SoulCycle?
My SoulCycle bike. Yeah, like silly shit like that. And we were like, we can use my dad's pickup.
Right.
Like, let's just get rid of it. Get it out of here. So that was really nice. And it was like the same price for like 6 hours, 9 hours. So it didn't even matter. We weren't like, oh, we're losing out on money, you know.
Right,
so it was perfect. So, yeah. So they went and got some last minute stuff. And on the back of my dad's pickup, he has like this like box
like
to store stuff. Yeah. So Aaron and Ever sat on top of the box. And when they got back with the stuff, my dad's truck is an antique. It like literally is on antique insurance. It's very old. What year is it? You know?
No.
60 something probably. Or no.
I think maybe 70s.
Okay. Like, it's I have
old.
No idea.
It's
talking out my ass. It's an old car. So it doesn't have like any backup cameras or beeping or anything. So they're sitting in the back of the truck. They're going beep, beep, beep.
Hysterical.
It was like a had to be there moment. It was fucking funny.
It was really funny.
It's just the best because it's like, Everybody's watching, bonding. Yes, like he can go off with them. It doesn't matter. He doesn't have to have Aaliyah by his side. Like everyone can just like I had my friend from high school here. Like my family, like my parents knew her obviously because I grew up with her, but like Jerry's never met her and stuff. So it was just like, and my cousin was here and everyone was like chatting, like Nicole was chatting to Natalie and Aaliyah was chatting to my cousin. You know what I mean? Like, it was just so nice to have everybody like bonding. I'm like, everybody meet my favorite people. Thanks.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So it was awesome. So yeah, basically we chucked everything back. Everyone was literally amazing. I love them all so much. My favorite people ever. And then once all was said and done at the end of the night, everyone went home and Zane and I went back to the apartment to get the cats because poor things were sitting in an empty apartment with nothing. They were probably so confused. I was like a nut too with the door because I was like, that would be like my worst nightmare. Like I'd be like literally return the house. Like no. So I was like very careful with them not getting out and stuff. So for a lot of it, they were locked in our bedroom so that they like, if we had the door open, moving big furniture and stuff. My dad and Zane got the couch out by themselves and loaded it. I remember getting that couch in was like a nightmare. So I don't even know how they did that. But yeah, so like things like that, when we had the door open, I was like making sure that the cats, so they were locked in a bedroom and then they were just in an empty apartment for hours when we were unloading here. Just like, where the fuck is everything? Probably. So I felt really bad. So it was like around, I think 12:30 midnight, we ended up going back to get them. We loaded like their litter box and their food and everything into the car. And then we went and we got all the cages. They were a little bit fussy getting in the cage, but we got them in quite quickly. There was nowhere for them to hide, so that was easy. And the car ride was way different than I was expecting. Benji did not make a peep. He did one tiny little meow when we were, like, pulling up to the driveway or, like, up the block. That's it. I thought that he was going to be freaking. He, like, went limp and, like, laid in the bag. It was, we were all, like, while we were driving here, we were like, is he okay? Like, is he good? And I was like making sure. I was like, no, he's just laying down sleeping. It was so bizarre. Bailey, the whole entire car ride, I was vlogging. Meow, 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 meow. Like the whole entire car ride. I was like, it's okay, mama. Well, she's the one that we found in the bush, so I think she has, like, PTSD when she steps outside. I think she's like, where am I going? Don't put me back out there. What is happening? So she was like, cuckoo. And then Bella, I had in the front seat on my lap, and she kind of went limp, too. Just, like, meowed a few times, but she was, like, making sure she was, like, super up against me because our cages are, like, they're, like, fabric. They're not, like, the plastic hard ones. So she, like, pushed her body up against me. Yeah, and was, like, comforted, I think. So that was the car ride. And then we got here, and we wanted to make them feel super comfortable. So what we did was we set up our bedding. Our sheets were disgusting, but I did not wash them because I wanted them to smell their own scents on it. So we just put all three of them on the bed and we just unzipped them all at the same time. Benji is here. We just unzipped them all at the same time. And Bailey just sat there. She didn't move. She was backwards and she just sat there. She's like, I'm not moving. This is scary. And Bella came right out. She's been through this before. She's moved. So I think she like kind of knew what was happening. And Benji was growling and hissing for like a good like 20 minutes, just like very confused. So eventually we like pulled Bailey out and she was fine. She was just like, I don't want to move. Like she wasn't like biting, hissing or anything. Benji was cuckoo. So we had to make sure he wasn't like going to attack the other cats, you know?
Can we pause? Can you move that there so he can watch out the window? Oh
my God.
Spoiled.
He's
desperately looking. Like, how am I
going to
get up there? I can't jump up on that footstep.
Benji has been so mushy. I think he's so grateful. We're leaving the upstairs door open, which we haven't put anything up there yet. It's going to be like guest bedrooms and stuff. So it's just empty carpet. And he's like been loving it up there. Like he'll go up there and like he'll be up there for a few hours, just like probably running around. I don't know what he's doing up there. Trying, I don't know. Zoomies? I think he's so grateful that he has all this room space. And space and windows to look out of. He literally like will sit on my lap and just like, it kind of hurts, like headbutt me and like rub his head on me. Like he's so happy. He's such a happy cat.
He's so
cat.
Happy right now. You want me to
move that up? Yeah. And he is not ruining these blinds because these are nice ass blinds. There you go, baby. He's like, thanks, Grandma.
He's doing your nose.
Look, see, he's so grateful. He's like, thank you. Pause. Grandma has to hang out with Benj. It is wholesome. He loves it. I'm so happy they're happy. Bailey is going to be the one that is attached to our bedroom because that's where we let them out. And I think that she's been the one that's like staying in there more. Like Bella and Benj are like wherever we are, they go. And she's more like, oh, I'm going to go back to my safe space. Just let them be. I don't want him to hurt you.
He's like a Halloween cat.
Yeah. Aw, cute. So, yeah, they've been adjusting quite smoothly, I'll be honest. I thought that they would be hiding under the bed for a lot longer, but they're out and about. If we're hanging in the living room, they're in the living room. If we're in the kitchen, they're in the kitchen. Like, they'll just lay on the floor. Bella really likes our closet room because there's a bunch of bags to lay on, so she'll be just laying in there. At night, they all sleep with us, so they've been really enjoying it, yeah. But, yeah, bringing them here and getting them out of the cage was really interesting, their reactions. I was very surprised. Bailey's never moved before. Neither has Benj, actually. So I think they were really confused. But Bella was kind of like, oh. And I, yeah, and I think the furniture really helped, like having a lot of familiar things. Yeah. We did let Benji in the basement the other day, and he loved it. I think that might be his spot.
Really?
Yeah, he was like running around. He didn't want to leave. And we have the couch down there from the old apartment. So, yeah, I think that's going to be kind of like his spot. I think Bella and Bailey will probably stay up here. She is loving it.
She is loving this right now.
Yeah, so cute.
She's like, oh, now I get why Benji was always in the windows.
Yeah.
So sweet.
So... yeah, and then the first night was great. We have air conditioners now. We never had air conditioners, so we're kind of thriving when we sleep. Like, oh, it's so nice. Every day I've been waking up, I just feel like I'm in a dream. It doesn't feel real. We keep going to each other like, how the fuck is this real? Like, what is going on? Now, yesterday, we got a TV in the bedroom.
Dangerous.
Very dangerous, because we could just wake up and turn it on. Today, we just woke up and we did the podcast, so I didn't have that opportunity. But for, like, a weekend, if we could just wake up and just turn that TV on, like, especially in the winter. Oh, my God. That sounds, like, so nice. But last night, we just, like, threw on, like, this random show on Netflix and, like, fell asleep to it. And it's, like, so nice that we can do that now instead of, like, I'll move the laptop. Oh, I can't see. Or, like, we would watch TV on the laptop if we wanted to lay down. Mm-hmm. Usually, we just use, like, the living room. But, yeah, so our living room TV is now in our bedroom, and then we're gonna get like a nice big boy for the living room because that's a big ass wall.
It's a big ass living room.
It's a big ass living room
with our big ass couch.
Yes, we got our couch delivered yesterday, which I'm so happy with. Like, so happy. I was really nervous because white can be very like sterile, and like I didn't want it to look like an empty coloring book. Like, oh my God, our couch is really white. But I feel like it's a good white. It's not like super in your face, and especially once I put like contrasting like throw pillows on there and like a little blanket, and we get a rug and a table, like I feel like, and we have like a greenery like plant in there, like really like pulls it together, and the walls aren't white either, so I feel like that also gives some contrast. They're like a very very light gray color almost, so I feel like with all that combined, like I was really nervous that the couch was gonna look like ooh too white. But it looks so nice. It is the Costco 8-piece Thomasville couch. It also comes in gray for those of you that are scared of white. Yeah. If you have dogs, I would be scared too. Yeah, that's hard. But there's TikToks for everything. Like people are like, how I keep my white couch clean with my dog, you know? So a few cool things about this couch. Number one, it's an 8-piece couch. Two of them are ottomans, and you can arrange it like 7 different ways or something crazy like that. You also can unzip like all of the cushions except for the ottomans, so you can wash every single piece, which is unbelievable. Amazing. It is a supposedly a Restoration Hardware Cloud Couch dupe. And that couch, somebody asked me yesterday, I was like, who do you think I am? Like, if it was a Restoration Hardware couch, I'm like, no. It is like $3,000 to $5,000 per piece.
Oh my God, I couldn't imagine.
Is an expensive ass couch. And so this one with tax was like $2,700. We got it on sale. And it had like this little dirt mark on it because Costco comes, mind you, takes it out of the packaging, sets it up, and takes the packaging away. What? Gave them a nice tip because thank you so much. That was amazing. So they, when they unpack it, can see if there's any scuffs or anything, especially with a white couch. And there was on one of the armchairs. And they're going to send us a whole new piece. And, like, in my heart, I'm like, that's so, like, wasteful, you know? And, like, it's not that bad. I'm like, you want to just, like, throw us a compensation? And they're like, yeah, give you $300. I was like, perfect. Because I could probably get to stay now, you know? So we ended up getting the couch for, like, $2,400. It's a massive couch. We can fit all our family and friends on it. Like, it's perfect. It is so perfect. And I sat on there yesterday and I was worried about like cat hair, like on white. It's just like, especially Benji, dark hair. And I sat and I pet Benji for a while and I got up and I was like, oh boy, it was clinging to the chair. So I was like, shit, what am I gonna do about this? Like just keep using like lint rollers or have to vacuum it every day or whatever. Chomp chomp, you guys.
Chomp chomp.
3-3-3-3-3 on the clock. Chom chom. I was like, is this gonna like, because I don't know, the fabric of this couch is almost like canvasy, like linen kind of. What would you describe it as?
Well, my first thing was like denim. So it's like a canvasy,
like a soft denim.
Yeah, like a soft denim. Yeah, not like a hard denim. Like a soft denim or like a canvas.
Yeah.
Because even canvas, when you think of canvas, it could be like starchy, like tough.
Yeah.
It's like a denim kind of canvas, but like a soft.
Like if you look really closely, you can see like
texture.
Tiny little holes almost.
Yeah, texture.
Yes. Yeah, it's not just like plain cotton.
Right. And I soon as I sat on it and touched the pillow, I was like, wow, this is really nice. Like, it feels like very sturdy, not like it's like dainty.
Yes. Yeah. It feels like it'll hold up.
Yeah.
Well, they're able to go in the wash. All the cushions, so I would, you know, like, they got to be kind of strong, but when I saw that, I was like, ooh, that looks like something that like, cat hair would, like, weave itself into, you know what I mean? So I was like, oh, is it going to get, like, stuck in there? But I went on this chair with the chom chom, you guys, it came right off like magic. Did you see my Instagram story? It was so satisfying.
I saw when you were asking about it.
People had the funniest responses. I ask people on Instagram, I'm like, what are your tips and tricks?
Somebody say burn it or something.
Somebody goes, burn the couch, get a leather one. Or somebody goes, oh, maybe you should ask the cats to just like keep their hair off the couch. That might work. Or somebody was like, there was just so many fucking funny responses. I'm keeping all that stuff from like all my moving like Instagram stories. They're on a highlight called moving. So if you guys want to go back and watch them, you can like click through and like see it all. But yeah, people had the funniest fucking responses. It was so funny. But, yeah, the chom chom took it right off.
When I was going through, I was like, oh, my God, the chom chom. But then I saw the chom chom. I'm like, well, I don't got to tell her because somebody already told
you,
her.
Yeah, you had made me get the chom chom. You
it's
showed me
so
it.
Good.
I remember.
The chom chom is so good.
Yeah, you came into the apartment and you were like, I need to show you this. And you got on your hands and knees on the carpet. You're like, look, did you just vacuum? Now watch.
Watch this.
Yeah. And it picks up so much more.
I'm not even a salesperson, guys.
Yeah.
But I do. That chom chom is so good.
It's so good. It's basically like has that material. Like if you've ever seen like a reusable lint roller with the red felt. Mm-hmm. It's got that red felt inside and like a little rubber piece that like moves with it. And then you just like click the button and it takes the hair out. You can just take it out. And it's big. That's also what I like. It's not like a tiny little thing. You get big surface area with that thing.
Right.
So
So the chom chom worked well for her couch.
Yeah, chom chom was great. Highly recommend it if you have a white couch with pets. It worked amazing. We're still debating because we took out a piece and almost like made it like a little corner chair because the couch, it's massive. Like when they were delivering it, when it was just like still in like the packaging, I was like, is this going to be too big? Like I asked the guys, I was like, is this going to be too big? And they're like, no, it'll be fine. So it's definitely very long. It does go over our back doors a little bit. Like, you can still open the door, but it just covers it a little. Versus, like, when we toured this house, they had, like, a way smaller couch. And it was actually against that wall next to the back doors. So it's just, like, a little bit of, like, a different layout. But we're still debating. But the beautiful thing is we can clip in the other piece when we need it and take it out when we don't want it in. And then you can put, like, the two ottomans next to each other and make it, like, a bed and, like, literally lay down. So, like, there's a lot that we can do with it. Bailey is thriving. She's just laying on the cat tower, looking out the window, relaxing. So cute. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm still trying to find the Scotch Guard. It's in one of our bags packed away somewhere. So until then, we're just sitting on blankets just in case. Because once we Scotch Guard it, I'll be fine. Like, I'm not going to be that person that's like, you know what I mean? Because it's a white couch. It's going to get fucking shit on it, but you can wash it. And I also ordered a lot of people on TikTok. TikTok has like saved my life with so many things. I just look it up on there and I find life hacks. And it's quick. You don't have to read an article. You don't have to watch a long YouTube video. You just find it quick. So there's this spray. I think it's called Folex. I just ordered it. Jerry's yawning.
I'm sorry.
Not enough. There's a spray called Folex. It's a carpet stain remover, but people swear by it for their white couch. So that also will help. So yeah, once I Scotch Guard it, we'll be good. What else?
How about today? What happened?
Oh my god, yes, I have that written down as well. So anyways, the last few days we've had family still coming. Jerry came, helped us unpack. We moved the fridge stuff over. So that's been really nice. Now, today, we're recording our first episode. So Jerry came over. Actually, yesterday, she had Aaliyah come on her own in a car and come pick something up all by herself. It was funny because I'm like, she's like, okay, she's left the nest. I'm like, okay, she's here. I'm like, okay, she left the nest.
Okay, she's here.
Yeah. We're reporting back and forth to each other, making sure she's like safe. So yeah, that was cute. I don't remember what my point was. Okay, today we get a thing on our Ring doorbell. And I was like, oh, it's probably the UPS because, mind you, side note, ordered a rolling laundry cart on Amazon and they sent me a magnetic calendar for some guy in North Carolina. Don't know how that got messed up, but okay. So I like
wrong box.
Yeah. I scheduled UPS to come pick that up and it said they can come like from 9 a.m. to like night. So I was like, oh, it's probably them. And then we looked at the Ring and there was like an older man. And I was like, okay, Zane, like go get the door. Open the door. Are you our new neighbors? I immediately was just like, because I started recording because I was like, I don't know who this is. Are they going to complain or whatever? I mean, like, because we were noisy on moving day. But other than that, it's just been me and Zane. Like, mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't even have a studio here yet. So there's nothing to complain about. So I just started recording on my phone just in case. And as soon as he said that, I just went, and I like stopped recording. But I saved it from our Ring doorbell so we can have it. But he came over, you guys. He said he's been living next door for like 40-something years. He came over with a post-it note with him and his wife's name on it with their numbers in case we need anything. So I immediately ran and got a piece of paper and wrote down me and Zane's numbers and names. I'm like, if you need sugar, come over. Like, he was just so cute to come introduce himself. I just thought it was adorable. He's like, we've been here forever. I'm like, that's our plan. You know, we want to have kids here and everything. He's like, best of luck to you too. I was like, oh my god. So I want to bring him something. That's bring him cookies or something. It was so wholesome. I was like, this is what I wanted, like that, like old school, because you know everything's technology, nobody's social anymore. I was like, I want to say hi to our neighbors, you know. Is it usually like the neighbors go to the new neighbor or the new neighbor goes to the
neighbors usually come to the
okay
neighbor.
So I'm waiting for the people across the street too, because like that's like our, like, the guy next door, we can't, there's, like, bushes and trees and stuff. But, like, the people across the street we will see, like, all the time. Mm-hmm. So I would like to be friendly with them, at least, you know? Yeah. So maybe they'll introduce themselves. If not, it's okay.
If not, then you can introduce yourself.
Yeah, maybe I'll go bring them a little something. No, I, yeah, that doesn't make sense. Sorry, go ahead.
No, when we moved into the house, our first house, and my next door neighbor came over, she baked us a cake. Like, welcome to the neighborhood. It was
come
the sweetest
on
thing. We stayed very close for the few years that we were in that house.
Yeah.
It was so sweet. So as soon as your doorbell rang and I heard that, it was like it brought back that rush of community.
Yes.
Like, welcome. Like, yes. Here, we're here. But she did the same thing, like, welcome to the neighborhood. Her husband was a cop, but it was just like, here we are. Like, come.
I literally died when he came to the door. I literally was like, thank you so much for coming. Like, new grandpa. Oh, it's amazing. His name is Peter. We love Peter.
We stan Peter.
He was so cute. I love him. Aww. You know, this is going to sound really morbid, but then it made me sad. Like, he's old. Like, what happens when he goes? Stop it now. Stop. That's so sad. Because people are like, oh, my old neighbor passed. And I'm like, I don't want Peter to pass. Oh, God. I'm already attached. I can't wait to meet his wife. I want to go over there and have coffee with them. I don't even drink coffee.
Tea. I'll give you tea.
Yeah. I love them. It was so wholesome. I really, like, I wanted that experience. Like, I'm like, are the neighbors going to come knock on the door?
That's so sweet.
I loved every second of it. I loved it. So, yeah, here we are today. I'm just enjoying everything. I've been up. Zane was yelling at me last night. He's like, you need to rest. I've been going to bed late, waking up early, because I'm just so excited. Like,
it's
yours. Yeah, like, but I'm... What?
Also, remember that. Take that in, Alyssa. It's yours.
I know. It feels kind of cool outside. It is. I wanted to go swimming.
Oh, I mean, it's hot.
What were we saying? Shit. Doing everything slowly and unpacking. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, like, because you literally have the rest of your life.
No, I know.
So it's like, yeah, you get the shit out, but it's like there's no rush.
Yeah. Like, but I'm enjoying it. So, yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Don't burn.
Okay. No, yeah, I'm not. That's the thing. I'm having fun.
Take your time. Take
yeah. Yeah. It's so satisfying, too, to, like, take, like, box done. Another box done, you know? I'm just having fun with it. It's, like, my dream to do this, and it's just, like, a lot of fun for me. So, yeah, I've been really enjoying it. It literally feels like home, and I'm so glad that all of our family feels the same way, because that's, like, a good sign. It's a good thing. And, yeah. What else?
That's it.
That's the house recap. I mean,
it's been wonderful. And, like, hearing, like, my Imani, guys, I love him. He's so sweet.
Oh, yeah, you can tell him about that.
Like, he's never seen the house, and I wasn't here because, I mean, I think it was, like, 10:30, almost 11 when I was like, all right, I'm tapping out. Like, yeah. I had to go. Yeah, school in the morning. I had work in the morning.
Yeah, it was a Monday, unfortunately.
It was a Monday, so I'm like, for them to, you know, like, Aaron had to go home. He had school too. And it was just like, it was enough. So I was like, all right, we're tapped out. Everything is moved in. You guys settle. Love you guys. Bye. And then Imani was on his way here because he had finished at 10 o'clock that night. So we crossed paths. And I'm like, Imani, love you, but I'm on my way home. He's like, all right, I'm going to stop at Listen Zane's. And I mean, you could say whatever you experienced with him. Mm. When he had gotten home, he's like, Mom, their house is like, perfect for them.
Oh,
he's like,
love him.
It's just so big. He's like, there's so many different rooms and the way they can do things. They have such a lot of space. I mean, he was just like, he's like, but I'm just so happy for them. Like, he was so, like, sentimental.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm just so happy. Like, this is perfect for them.
I love him.
I'm so happy for them.
Yeah. Yeah, as he's getting older, he's getting more like that. Like, looks you in the eyes and is like, congrats, guys. And, like, as he was leaving, he's like, much love. Much love, like, this, walking to his car.
I know. So fucking cute. And then he turns around and he goes, Mom, but can I tell you something? And I'm like, sure. He goes, I don't want to move downstairs.
Yeah, he was going to move down into the apartment.
And, like, this is the second time. And I was like, that's just so cute.
It is
so
cute.
Because I think as soon as you guys started talking about, like, moving, he was like, Mom, I can be able to move in the basement. Like, he was so like, I can't wait. I'm going to move in the basement. I'm just independent. Now he's like, Mom, can I tell you something? I don't want to go there. And I'm like, baby, you don't ever got to go. Okay.
That's so wholesome.
You don't ever got to go. But I think this whole experience for Imani and for Aaliyah has been like comforting.
Yeah.
It's been like warm and fuzzy for them because they're watching.
They're excited.
Their sister and, well, you know, sister-in-law, but, you know, they look at you as a sister and Zane as a brother, and they're watching you guys begin a new life together, and it's like they've got that warm and cozy, warm and fuzzy sort of feeling, and it was just so nice because I told you, like, even Aaliyah, she was like,
tonight was just perfect, Mom. Yeah. She's like, everybody just coming together and laughing and helping out, like the camaraderie of it all. She's like, you know, like when we were just sitting there eating pizza, and it was like just the girls at one point, and then Aaron got up to like leave and go with the boys, and I just thought that was so sweet. It's like, because he's fairly new, I mean, they're only what, 6 months or so into their relationship, but the fact that he feels like
he fits in
and he could just go down with the boys and hang and not worry, and then, you know, like that is so comforting for me as a mom to know that you guys are all it's just all, it was so warm and fuzzy.
It's like
guys,
a whole new like fun chapter, like a whole new, like we said, like a whole new estate to the family.
Yes,
you know, yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, Amani was here. He walked out on like the back deck and the front deck. He's like, smoking ice J out here. I was like, make yourself at home. Maybe Peter will come over and
he's also. Monty, let me introduce to Peter. Peter. But he's like, Mon, even the way the fence is, and like he was just like, it's just so perfect.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know. Like it's home.
It fits into the family.
Yeah.
I'm so glad everyone feels the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And lots of room for them to grow in, guys.
I think that's why Monty.
Next step. She got the house. We all heard year after year. It's like, I want to get a house first.
And then a ring on my finger.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Damn it.
No, I'm just kidding.
Damn.
Yeah, I think Amani and Aaliyah are excited that now we have room for children. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to. I mean, even you were like, oh, you guys, wait. Now you're even on board with it, too. Everyone's like, all right, we're ready.
Well, yeah, no, now we're ready. You got a house, you know, and it's just, it's beautiful.
We have space now.
We have space.
Yeah. Let's do the first few months of mortgage and bills, and then we can think about a child.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, we are excited that now we have a lot of space to grow into, and the family's going to expand now. It's just going to be amazing. I love it.
Beautiful.
I love this feeling. Mm-hmm. It's everything I've ever wanted and more. It's, like, even better than I was expecting. I'm like, I knew that I would, like and, like, enjoy having my own house, but this is, I feel, like, pinch me every day. Like, I'm like, are we sure? I'm like, it feels like, well, one day we're gonna be like, all right, we gotta pack up and go home now. Oh. I'm like, are we sure that this is like real? Like, it doesn't feel like real, but it feels like home. You know what I mean? But it's like, it feels so much like home that I'm like, are we sure that this is real? Like, this feels like a dream. Like
too
how did
good
we?
To be true.
Yeah, like how did this happen? Like, but we did it. Like, we're gonna be here for forever.
Yeah,
that's crazy,
guys.
It's crazy. So. Thank you guys so much for listening to this. If you want visuals, head to my YouTube channel. We will work on this audio, although I don't know how it sounds just yet. But hopefully it's decent enough that it's not awful. We have Zane, too, to help us.
I think, actually, with the window open, made it less echo and heat.
Maybe, yeah, that's true.
I mean, maybe it's...
Maybe you can hear, like, the wind and stuff
right,
now.
Right, maybe that's why. But I'll see... In the recording, how it sounds.
Yeah.
Not that we're going to open the window in the winter, but by that time, you'll have the carpet laid out.
Yeah, maybe we'll add some like foam.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Or even just your pictures. You know,
right, like
anything that you put in here is going
to. Yeah. And if we do like the big, like comfy chair vibe, that'll add a lot of furniture in here. So that'll be nice too.
Spoiled.
Yeah. Still got to paint too. It's a nice baby blue children's color. It's not awful.
No.
It's like fine, but. Maybe if they have extra of that really light gray that's throughout the house, I'll do that in here. And then we can accessorize. We should make it funky. Maybe some colors, pops of colors, and like some like a cool lamp or something fun. I'm thinking a neon Ogamil sign needs to happen one day. That would be really cool.
I wonder if anybody does neon.
Ooh, let us know.
Hello!
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope you have a great weekend, and we will talk to you all on Monday. Okay, love you. Bye.